As the numbers afflicted with Alzheimer's disease continue to swell, so too do the legions of loved ones caring for friends and family members. And the health of those caretakers has become a focus in the Alzheimer's community since there's no cure on the horizon for debilitating memory loss. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports loved ones leaning on professional help still need support to endure what's been dubbed the long goodbye.
This is a support group that Vicky Bartholomew started because she needed it herself.
Father, we ask you to strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen. That is exactly how I feel about this.
In this sisterhood, the women each have husbands with Alzheimer's varying stages. Today's topic, when is it time to move them out of the house? They draw the shades on a small conference room and open up.
I'm finally at the point where I'm beginning to put my life together after 3 years. But my husband's still living, and now I'm in an even more difficult situation. Mm-hmm. I'm married, but I'm a widow, and nobody recognizes that. They don't understand that I need them.
We do. You're our hero.
No, I'm not.
Even those no longer responsible for the day-to-day caretaking have a complicated existence. Bartholomew's husband, a former prominent attorney, was one of the first residents at Abe's Garden. It opened in West Nashville a few years ago, and given the demand, filled up quickly. And now it's offering caregiver respite, since there's not much akin to the particular pain surrounding Alzheimer's. Your loved one's body may seem to be in working order, but the mind is betraying you both. And the person you love could even become violent toward you at times. Bartholomew says lifelong friends aren't sure what to say or how to help.
You know, they're still wonderful friends, but they didn't know how to handle this. It was hard for them, and as you all know, your friends don't come around as much as they used to. I was in bad shape by the time I didn't think I was. Now, I did have health problems, and I know I was depressed now.
Bartholomew figures she must be getting better because now she can remember her husband the way he used to be, when he could care for her. Increasingly, she's become an advocate for caretakers, advising them not to crush their soul trying to keep a loved one at home. But some are adamant. An estimated 16 million Americans are unpaid caretakers for someone with Alzheimer's. Pam Hawkins says it's a struggle she signed up for when she said, "Till death do us part."
He's not going anywhere. He's staying at our home until he moves to heaven. We made that decision a long time ago. I haven't compared the prices, and I don't know, but it's expensive to stay at home.
A home health aide is almost always at the house, and she knows eventually it will be 24 hours a day.
And I've had some issues at night that I had to take care of alone. But I'm not ready to have anyone there at night.
Often, the nights become a breaking point for caregivers. Alzheimer's patients will pace the house or wake up their partner every few minutes confused about what's going on, or worse, they leave.
You know, it was not possible for us to keep Joe at home. I mean, it just wasn't an option for us.
April Simpkins still needs to work, and her husband Joe was inconsolable at times. Just before he came to Abe's Garden, she'd be up all night calling his siblings so a familiar voice could calm him down. Or he'd be yelling in the hallways of their condo building. Once she even had to dial 911. And yet, she felt some pressure to almost become a martyr.
I feel like a lot of times, there's a lot of, I don't know, in lack of a better word, glory given to the whole idea of someone being long-suffering and staying at home and caring for their loved one, you know, and giving up their life, basically, to care for their loved one. And it makes it harder for people who can't do that.
There's almost nowhere else you could talk about this kind of tension and be understood. These caretakers also find a way to share in the humor of it all. A husband wearing a laundry basket's worth of shirts and pants because he forgets he's already gotten dressed.
4 layers of clothes on.
Even swapping tips on how to keep down the odor from incontinence comes with a loving laugh. The session ends with hugs all around and then back to reality. Simpkins gets buzzed in beyond the locked doors and through an open courtyard at Abe's Garden to eat lunch with Joe.
Look at that. Here's the fork. Let me get a strawberry for you. Is it good?
Yeah. Cold.
Cold?
Well, I'm a cold side, yeah. Okay.
Simpkins drapes an arm on her husband's slumping shoulders, an otherwise spry-looking 66-year-old, a former state employee.
Sometimes, you know, there are some days that
How many do you think I'm capable of handling myself? Raise your hands.
Some days are clearer than others.
Between work and errands, Simpkins tries to stop by most days, but she says it's a terrible kind of blessing that when she misses a visit, he no longer notices. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.